Well, we finished up this week with the OTAs. Had good work. Guys are working hard. You know, we still got a lot of work to do in the red zone. Today we focused on the red zone, a little bit of 2 minutes. First time we've done that, so we got some things to clean up there too. And but we're moving forward, and I like the way this team's going. So got two more weeks left. Still got a lot of long way to go before we're close to getting ready. But I do like how this team works.
What have you been most and least pleased with?
You know, that's kind of a daily question. I was least impressed with the defensive red zone this morning. It wasn't very good. We got to get a lot better there. And then offensively, we did a really nice job, though. And I think the most impressive thing overall, though, is the way these guys work, the way they prepare, the way they come out here and with the enthusiasm and the emotion, and been extremely pleased with the coaching staff and everything that they've done, installing the systems, teaching the players, and you know, and like all coaches, I think the thing that bothers me the most is mistakes. I don't like mistakes, so we got to get those cleaned up.
What have you felt about the defensive backs, and has that kind of been your main focus defensively? I mean, Rick's obviously brought in a lot of new guys.
I got a lot of main focuses, but I think we've improved quite a bit back there. We're doing a much better job in the coverage than early on in the first mini camp. We're understanding coverages better. We're playing a lot tighter. You know, and so we still got ways to go. And we, you know, you can't play any bump and run in these OTAs. So that will be our next big emphasis in the back end, is when we finally get to training camp, is working on bump and run, because we need to be good at that.
How important is getting Captain
to
kind of reshaping?
The thing Captain has done is, you know, he's a smart guy. He's got some knowledge about things, but he's been very good in the slot. He understands route concepts. He communicates well. And so that part has been good to have him in there, because if I can continue to get him to do what I want him to do, then he is a calming factor. You know, sometimes he wants to do his own thing, and so I have to talk to him a little bit. But
Mike, when you look in the backfield behind Adrian, you've got Asiata, and now you got Jarek. I mean, they're two different style guys. What are you evaluating back there?
What am I evaluating?
Yeah, what are you looking for in each of them, and how they, you know, the two diverse backs kind of might fit in?
Like you said, that we have a couple different types of backs. You know, Gerald has a chance to do a lot of different things, and Matt is kind of an all-purpose guy. You know, he's a good runner, good protector. He's probably not as explosive as Gerald is, or Adrian, but you know, he can take some punishment. He can give some punishment. You know, I've been really impressed with the way he's worked in the weight room this off season. And so actually, you know, we're always looking for different types of back. We're not always looking for the same guy. You know, you want to have a change of pace guy. You want to have a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. And obviously we want to have Peterson.
Mike, do you like to rotate your defensive linemen in Cincinnati? Are you pleased with the depth you have here? I know some guys aren't, you know, away for different reasons.
I think we will be once we get the guys that we drafted all in here. I think that will, you know, help some of the things. You know, Barr will be used in a lot of different ways. Crichton, he'll be a rotation guy, I'm sure. You know, and then once we get Linville going a little bit more, and Wooten started going this week, so we'll start getting a lot better rotation going. Right now, it's just, you know, guys are out there and let's go.
What can you glean from watching them? Because I know they're in, you know, shells. You know, it's not like they're on pads. And, you know, what can you glean from watching that line play?
Well, when we coach on defense, we coach from the ground up. So first thing we start is with their feet and where they're going. Next thing is where their hands, and then we work on the pad level from there. So the thing you get to do is you get to watch their steps. You get to watch where they put their hands, where their body position is, really, you know, it's not really blocks, but how they're playing the combinations that they get and the things that we're working on. So, and then pass rush wise, You know, I think we have some guys that can rush the passer.
This is the first full week Corey was able to go with the hip issue.
Who?
Corey Loon.
Yeah, I can't remember if he went the first day this week or not, but he didn't go any last week.
What is he like over there? Someone on the left end there, having a big body like that, size?
Yeah, he's a big, strong guy with great length. A guy that's very, very conscientious, very smart, and really, he listens to everything you say. So, you know, those are all good attributes. And, you know, he's a little bit rusty right now because he hasn't been out much and hasn't been doing a lot of things. And you know, we're trying to teach him a few different techniques and what he's learned before. But he'll be fine because he's a good, smart kid.
Seems like coaches have really been in Xavier Rhodes' ears. What are you trying to get across to him?
Well, you know, it's really not just Xavier. It's all the defensive backs. You know, we're stressing the fundamentals that we're trying to teach. You know, Xavier has a lot of ability. I mean, he is a very, very talented guy. And so, you know, I'm talking to him about being the same guy every single day, you know, not in every play. Not, you know, one play is good and then one play is not as good. And, you know, to be more focused, I guess, is really the thing. But he has a lot of ability. I'm excited to work with him.
What have your impressions been of Derek Cox so far and how he fits in back there?
You know, he's a smart guy. He's got good size. He's catching on to the things that we're trying to teach, and really he's been getting better every single day that we've had him. So, you know, for all these guys, you know, I hate, you know, you get going against your own team and you see the receivers running the route, you know, for I don't know how many days now, 6 days or something, and so you kind of get a feel for each receiver. You know, the real judge is when we get in against the preseason games and against other people.
How did Teddy Bridgewater do today, and where's he at?
I thought Teddy did well. You know, he still made some mistakes like they all do, but I thought Teddy, you know, he did a nice job in the two-minute situation, hit a nice long ball there. You know, it took him down and scored, and he left for those 2 days. He was a little rusty when he came back, and then he's picked it up these last 2 days, so he's doing well.
What have you seen from him, just being in the facility, studying, learning?
He's a worker. He wants to be really, really good. You know, he's kind of feeling his way a little bit around the guys, you know, which that'll come in time. You know, he understands that he's a young guy, and so he'll keep going, progressing in that one, the more comfortable he feels around everybody. But I like him a lot. You know, he's going to be a good football player for us.
You were missing 2 days last week, and then now he got three in a row. Did you notice much of a difference between him at the start of this three-day session versus the end?
Yeah, he was a little rusty the first day, and then the second day he was really throwing the ball well yesterday, and then he did good again today. So, you know, it's all a process, and, you know, that's why we practice every day, you know, in the regular season, so we get better each and every day and we don't have these lapses. So, but it's good for me, you know, even with the entire team was a little bit like that because they had an extra day off this last week, you know, and so those kind of things are good for me to evaluate, you know, when we have the bye or we have a Thursday game, you know, how much time I can give them off before we're ready to go this next week.
With Khalil out, Ty's been able to get some reps at left tackle. What have you seen there? And he's versatile enough to bounce and let him ride?
Yeah, we're just leaving him alone right now, and then eventually we'll start doing that. But he's a very talented guy. Obviously, he's got great size and length, and, you know, he catches on pretty good as far as the scheme. So we're excited about him. We think he has a chance to be a good player.
Coach Jerry Burns was out here at practice today. What was he doing here today, and what did he tell your team at the end?
I knew he was coming out here today, and so I talked to the team about him coming this morning. And, you know, just because a lot of these younger guys, they don't know who some of these guys are. Talked about he's in the Ring of Honor and, you know, head coach at Iowa and so on and so forth, and head coach here and in six Super Bowls and, you know, a lot of those things. So, but he talked about a little bit about, you know, what he believes in the football team and the philosophy and, he was very good. It was good. It, you know, he's a good guy, funny guy.
Did you ask Greenway about his heroic boat rescue?
Excuse me?
Did you ask Greenlight about his role?
No. I just told him to make sure that he... I didn't.
I had your birthday wrong yesterday, so I apologize. Now that it's officially today, have you gotten any good gifts, or are they waiting to come?
The best gift I can have is having good practice. I'm trying to go backwards in age now.
Was the practice good enough to be a good gift today?
No, we got a ways to go. So.
Is Everson dinged up a little bit?
Yeah, he just strained his back a little bit. He's fine. It's killing him not to be out here. And we're actually today, he probably could have went. We're just being a little bit more precautionary about him.
How's Exum fitting in at safety?
He's doing well. He has moments like all young defensive backs do. He has moments where he's good. He started out strong, hit a little bit of plateau, and so now he's starting to get back with it again a little bit. But, you know, the transition from him being a corner to the safety is you know, it's not an easy transition all the time. But, you know, you expect those little bumps in the road. So right now he's plateaued a little bit, and he's trying to work his way back to where he was. You know, the more stuff you get in and the more things the offense has, then it gets a little more complicated. He's smart enough to do it, and it's just going to take him more reps to get to where he needs to be.
You surprised by how thick he is? I mean, he's pretty well put
together.
Yeah,
well, we knew he was pretty thick when we drafted him, but...
Time for two more?
I'm not real surprised at it. All right, we're going to save two this next time, too.
So, rolling.
So we got three in the bank now.
We got three in the bank. There you go.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Coach.